Good evening. How do you feel? How does your body feel at this moment? What do you do when you feel your body? When I ask you to feel your body, what is it that you do? Do you feel your breath? Do you feel your feet on the floor? Maybe you feel your digestion, the dinner that you just ate or the drink you just had. Or maybe you feel thirsty or hungry. Maybe you feel your bladder. Maybe you feel the weight of your body balancing on your feet or on your pelvis in case you're sitting. Maybe you become aware of the outlines of your body against the background of this space inside the Bonafante Museum in Maastricht. Maybe you become aware of the fact that yours is not the only body here and that you are relating to other bodies in this space. These are all different ways to feel your body. There is not one way to feel your body. The way we feel our bodies is situated. It is specific to the circumstances and conditions in which we, with our body, participate. So what I'm trying to tell you is that there's not one body. Your body is not one. What your body is depends on the circumstances. Your body is constantly in the making, constantly becoming. Before we continue, I should introduce myself. As I do this, keep on moving around in this space. So this white space with a church in the middle, and the adjacent red-colored rooms. While I talk, you can observe these spaces, the artworks they are holding, and your own body. My name is Ulrike Scholtes. I am a social scientist and artistic researcher. My work as a researcher and teacher and my artistic practice evolve around body awareness, bodily knowledge, and bodily experience. I bring body awareness to fields in which it is usually left out, taken for granted, or just not as dominant as other forms of knowledge, such as meaning, narrative, or ratio. I do, however, always emphasize that these different ways of knowing, thinking, and feeling are interdependent. They are not each other's opposites. So feeling and knowing are not each other's opposites, but they depend on each other. In my work, I aim to break such dualisms between thinking and feeling, nature and culture, and subject and object. I do this following the work of other feminist researchers and authors, such as Judith Butler or Donna Haraway, who show that categories such as, for instance, gender, are not natural but made into natural categories through social and cultural conventions. There is no natural body from the beginning. There's no body that is already there. It is constantly in the making. Notice your body at this moment, right now moving around in the Bonafante Museum. You move, breathe, feel, and think in a specific kind of way. You hold yourself in a specific kind of way. You are present in a specific kind of way. You use your body differently than if you were at home or outside in the forest or in a yoga class. In the 1930s, Marcel Mauss introduced the term body techniques to the social sciences. to show that depending on a specific society or culture, people use their body in a specific kind of way. Swimming, for instance, was done differently in France than in the United States. And when television was invented, French women began to walk differently because they were influenced by the way they saw women walking in American movies. Swimming, walking, standing, and even feeling do not come natural. They depend on the circumstances. So what are the circumstances you are in at the moment? And how do they enact the way you use your body? How are you moving? In case you're walking on two legs, try to notice the way you distribute your weight onto your feet. Moving your weight from one foot to the other. In case you're using a prosthesis, notice how you use it to move your weight around in space. In case you use a wheelchair, notice how you're moving and using your weight to move around. How fast are you moving? How much are you aware of other people, and how does this influence the way you move? How do the objects in the space influence the way you move? And what objects did you bring? A bag? A notebook? A pen? A phone? A headset to listen to this audio file? Glasses? A hearing aid? Your clothes? Your shoes? And in what ways do these objects belong to your body or not? How do they affect the way you use your body? Can you feel your breath? How does it feel? Can you feel your heartbeat? How does that feel? Or how does it feel to not feel it? In this audio tour, I will guide you through different ways to feel your body. We will explore ways in which you can use your body to experience this museum and some of the artworks specifically. In contrast to most of the guided tours you may be used to, we will not go into the meaning of the artworks. We will not discuss or wonder about the story they tell. We will not ask ourselves why they are here or what makes them art. We will not learn about craftsmanship, history, style, genre, or contemplate art in any other way. We will experience the work using body awareness. But this does not mean that stories will not come up. Melati Suyodharmo, whose work we will experience later, if you stay with me, that is, works with a body that holds memories and experiences. So a body holding memories and experiences. So if you follow my instructions and attend to your body, you may encounter some of the stories of your body. And this may uncoil some memories, good and bad. We will start on this floor and then move to the second floor to Melati Suyodharmo's work later. Please follow this audio guide in the order suggested here. Now that we've finished this introduction, please go to the first artwork called The Fall of Man and listen to the next audio file.